KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:07, we have mostly cloudy skies, 19 degrees. We look for some patchy fog this morning. Otherwise, partly sunny today, a high around 42. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News. Two people were arrested following a disturbance last night in Villisca. Authorities say deputies of the Montgomery County Sheriff's Office were called to 104 West 6th Street at around 10:10 p.m. and upon arrival, located several individuals in the intersection of 1st Avenue and 6th Street. As a result of the investigation, 24-year-old Michael D. Jones of Shenandoah and 35-year-old Jamie R. Straw of Villisca were arrested for disorderly conduct. Straw was also charged with criminal mischief and simple assault. Officials say additional persons involved in the incident fled the scene, and more charges are possible. Police in Red Oak say no injuries were reported after two cars collided Wednesday afternoon at the intersection of North 3rd and East Corning Streets. Officials say at around 12:40 p.m., 17-year-old Shelby Musland of Red Oak was driving a 2003 Mini Cooper southbound on North 3rd Street and had stopped at the intersection. With a school bus blocking a clear view of the road, the teen pulled away from the stop sign and was struck by an eastbound 2011 Ford Fusion, driven by 48-year-old Jamie Thompson of Red Oak. The accident caused $3,600 damage altogether. Musland was issued a written warning for failure to obey a stop sign. Police in Council Bluffs said Wednesday that a former Lewis Central student whose body was found late last year in the back seat of a vehicle in the parking lot of a JCPenney store off of Marketplace Drive died of alcohol poisoning. An autopsy determined that 15-year-old Mariah Mata Alvarez's death the night of December 21st was accidental. The cause was listed as acute ethanol intoxication, which is commonly referred to as alcohol poisoning. The girl's blood alcohol level registered more than five times the legal limit of .08, and no foul play was involved. Officials say Mata Alvarez had been with two juvenile girls and five juvenile males earlier that same evening. Both girls, one of whom dialed 911, were on the scene when emergency crews arrived, but the boys were no longer present. Mata Alvarez had attended Lewis Central High School during her freshman year, but was not enrolled for her sophomore year because she had transferred out of state. Authorities in Pottawatomie County said Wednesday a second arrest has been made in connection with a murder that took place in the summer of 2003 in Council Bluffs. According to Council Bluffs Police, 36-year-old James Kane Harris of Council Bluffs was arrested Tuesday on suspicion of first-degree murder for the July 2003 death of Nelson Alvarez Hernandez. Harris was being held in the Pott County Jail on $1 million bond. His preliminary hearing was set for March 14th. Officials say that Alvarez Hernandez was killed following a fight outside of a home in the 1600 block of South 13th Street in Council Bluffs. Witnesses had reported a loud altercation taking place outside the residence and heard Alvarez Hernandez call for help. According to police, those same witnesses said they saw several subjects near the victim who fled prior to police arriving. Someone had stabbed Alvarez Hernandez to death, and the case remained unsolved until late last year, when authorities were able to link DNA evidence to 47-year-old Thomas J. Sanchez of La Vista, Nebraska. Sanchez was arrested in January. He remains held on $1 million bond of the Pott County Jail on a charge of first-degree murder. Sanchez's trial is set to begin April 15th. A former administrative intern at the Council Bluffs Abraham Lincoln High School has been charged in connection with a high school fire in North Dakota. The Daily Nonpareil reports 30-year-old Thomas Sander, a principal at Trinity High School in Dickinson, North Dakota, faces felony charges of arson and endangerment by fire or explosion. Sander was being held in jail Wednesday on $500,000 bond. If convicted, he faces up to 10 years in prison. The fire, which occurred Monday, heavily damaged the school. Students were given the week off while officials decided how to continue with their school year. While at St. Albert, Sander worked 6 to 8 hours per week for one semester as part of an unpaid administrative practicum for his master's degree. He was not a school employee, however, and was at the school for about 3 months. And taking a look at our funeral announcements, I should say, this morning, Marguerite Marge Eblen, age 89, of Greenfield, died Friday at the Community Care Center in Stewart. Funeral services for Marge Eblen will be today at 10:30 at the Fontenelle United Methodist Church. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has arrangements. Marcella Claire McCleary, age 84, of Dexter, died Friday. A memorial service for Marcella McCleary will be today at 11 o'clock at the Penn Center United Methodist Church in rural Earlham. Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham has arrangements. Courtney Johnston, age 27, of Dexter and formerly of Greenfield, died Friday in Des Moines. Funeral services for Courtney Johnston will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at the United Methodist Church in Greenfield. Steen Funeral Home in Greenfield has the arrangements. Christine Madsen, age 88, of Earlham, died Monday. Funeral services for Christine Madsen will be Friday at 11 a.m. at the Johnson Family Funeral Home in Earlham. Audrey Maxine Carroll, age 87, of Avoca, died Tuesday in Omaha. Funeral services for Audrey Carroll will be Saturday at 10:30 at the Trinity Lutheran Church in Avoca. Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Avoca has arrangements. Kenneth Hinson, age 88, of Atlantic, died Saturday in Omaha. Memorial services for Kenneth Hinson will be Sunday at 4 o'clock at the First Assembly of God Church in Atlantic. Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic has arrangements. And Kate Marie Griffith of Audubon, the infant daughter of Andy and Heather Griffith, died Tuesday at Methodist Women's Hospital in Omaha. A private family service for Kate Marie Griffith is planned. Kessler Funeral Home in Audubon is in charge of the arrangements. That is a check of our news and funeral announcements here on KJAN. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.